Okay, shalom aleichem. It's good to have good attendance at school. So this might be the first year Tav Shinai and Tes. Yes, I'm aware that it's Tav Shinai and Ches. But in terms of wanting to look it up, this is year number one. And it'll be the year of Tav Shinai and Tes. I'm going to start with learning Ramchal, learning Derech Hashem. And we're going to go back to, we're in the second Chelek, Chelek Beis, which is various discussions of various forms of Hashkacha Pratis, what causes different things to happen to people, different perspectives that Hashem brings and acts accordingly. So basically it's called Hashkacha Hashem. And an insight into it, and we've learned already a little. We learned a little about the mechanics of how Hashem's will is carried out, whether it's Malachim, the Kohim. It's a whole system. It's like learning physics, learning the rain cycle. And, you know, you all of a sudden you realize it's not so simple. It's cloudy outside and it's raining, and that's the rain cycle is enormously complicated. You water a plant and it grows, enormously complicated. You eat something and you will feel weak, and all of a sudden you have nutrition in you and you feel stronger. Okay, that's basically a second grade level. If you delve into it, so Ruchnius is no less, not a stepchild of Chas V'Shalom, of Gashmius. It's at least, it's really much more, but we'll call it at least. Nowadays we can appreciate it a little because it's such an explosion of knowledge, so we know that everything that happens, every time we blink, every time we chew, every time we digest, every time the blood clots, anything, the Bria, is that we know now how, and we don't know everything there is to know, but we know at least, you know, because you Google it, and then you have 1 million1,500,000 entries, and it's just overwhelming. So Ruchnius is the same. Yeah, Hashem says it should rain, or then there's Malachim and Srafim and Ofanim and Chayas HaKodesh, and there was a whole hierarchy of Malachim, and then there's the Kochavim and the signs in the Kochavim, how things work and how Hashem goes down the ladder that has its roots, well, not its roots, the top of the ladder or the bottom of the ladder, depending on your perspective, is in Shemayim and Ruchniustika worlds. And down here, that translates as rain, or growth, or peace, or a good economy, or good weather. You know, and then when things are, there's a din, there's a gzeira, so it goes through the whole chain of links, and it comes down here as maybe war, chas v'shalom, you know, the big things, dever, magefa, cherev. So we're in Perek 8. In Perek 8, it's really until the end of the chelek, it's very general ideas. Mitzad sheyibachenod, mimah sheyibachenod bashgachosu yuzbarach shmo, something that has to be realized and internalized. The default, you'll see this in a moment, a few moments, why I'm calling it a default. The default system, the default OS of the world is with, certainly, is with din, basically. We know already, if you're acquainted with Rashi and Chumash, that it's not as simple as that, that there's always rachamim, mercy mixed in, because with din we would never make it. But it's yosher, that's also fair. Hashem is eminently fair. Everything is fair, everything is good, everything is meant for the good. And that's the OS of the whole Bria. That's why Hashem made the Bria. And certainly nothing that contradicts that could happen, would happen. So he says two things. Yosher HaMishpat, fairness, the Kav HaDin. Now we know that Kav HaDin is not always exactly so airtight. Yosher is. Even when terrible things happen, we say Tziduk HaDin, we say Kelemun Ovein Ovel Tzadik V'Yosher Hu. But Kav HaDin, so the better only. There's a lot of Rachmonos that's injected into Din. And he's going to explain that. Uchinya Shinemar, but the basic rule of that it works with laws, Kav HaDin. You look at the Torah. You do mitzvahs, it rains on time. We know you get Olam Haba. You do Averis, you're moving away from that ideal. Shenemar Shevet Mishor, Shevet Malchusecha, Hashem is a melech, and fairness is an ultimate measuring rod. Because of melech mamishpat yabal oretz, and there has to be rules. You can't have a chaotic society. You can't have everyone deciding if Shabbos speaks to them or not. You can't have such a society. Hashem wanted a Klal Yisrael. Hashem wanted a Bnei Yisrael. Hashem wanted a people, a nation. So there has to be rules, and there has to be, and everybody has to follow the rules. And then that equates schar and onesh. So Hashem wants bechira. So he said, "Vachar to bachayim," but reino sati l'snechem ayom es habracha, es habracha v'sachayim, es hatov v'sachayim, es hamoves v'sara. V'amnam yadanu. Having said that, but we know b'amishen chetzah shel hakadosh baruch hu ela lahetiv. That in the first paragraph of paragraph one, he talked about fairness and din. That things follow a certain pattern, they follow certain rules. Without the rules, the world would be hefker, it would be chaotic. It wouldn't be fair to have bechira in a world without rules. A person would be overwhelmed by the things in the world that are available to him or her, and they have nothing to fight back with. But we also know, he says in the second paragraph, that the overriding mahalach is that Hashem wants to be meitiv. Hashem is a do-gooder. He wants to do good. Hinei ho'ev es bruav, he loves his creations, ka'ol ho'ev es beno. And we all know we're parents, so l'mishitama avo atzmo roi she'yasser ov es beno. Hopefully when people discipline their kids, they don't discipline them out of frustration, they don't discipline them out of anger, they don't discipline them out of revenge, they don't discipline them to show who's boss. I just covered like 85% of the way we discipline our kids, okay? But it's supposed to be a manifestation of love. I want my child to learn. There are easy examples before they become teenagers. I don't want my child to run into the street. It's dangerous. My child needs to get enough sleep. My child needs to take a bath at least once a month, right? I gotta peel that shirt off him, and but I don't do this stuff, my wife, but I don't want anybody to think I'm speaking in the first person because I do it. I don't do anything. I don't take pride in it, but Hashem makes shiduchim, and he knew perfect shiduch. Okay, so discipline is love. That's what he's saying. And it's a beferish of pasuk and chumash. The problem is the pasuk gives us an example the way a father disciplines a child. Unfortunately, we have to give parenting classes and teach parents to discipline their children the way Hashem disciplines Klal Yisrael. It's like we have to read the pasuk in reverse. The pasuk assumes for a given and a dover pashut that parents discipline their children with love. And it says, when Hashem punishes you, you should know he's being a father, and you're the children, and he's disciplining you the way a father disciplines a child. We go, oh, I didn't know that. So now we go the other way. Be like Hashem. Don't discipline out of anger. Don't discipline out of revenge. Don't discipline to show who's boss. Don't discipline to get back at him. Don't discipline because you have to leave the house and you need him in bed or else you can't leave. Discipline him because you're making a mensch out of him or her. V'nimtza shehamishpat v'hadin, that we spoke about in the first paragraph of paragraph 1, atzmo mimakor avu noveya. It all comes out of Hashem's do-goodness. He's a do-gooder. Everything comes from love and doing good. Vein musar shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the punishment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the musar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not makas oyevu misnakein. It's not someone taking revenge, someone getting back at you. El musar of Harotzer betolvus b'no. Hopefully that's how we parent, who wants what's good for his son, except we can make mistakes also, which is sad, but we do our best. We do our best. What can you do? But Hashem doesn't make mistakes, so Hashem knows what's truly good and what's truly beneficial. For Ulam Yishorim, that no lodim sheinyonim. Since we have now established that the din and the kav hadin discussed in paragraph 1 of paragraph 1, I'm going with the print that splits up the paragraphs into shorter paragraphs. Since that's coming from a place of ahava, so there are two ramifications of that. No law dim shnei inyonim. Ha'echad shamusar atzmo yiyah mamutuk lo kosher v'achzori. Just like a parent should doesn't beat up a child, he hits him. And if the parent is truly acting out of love, so you could hit him 3 times and the message is sent, so you're not allowed to hit him 4 times. Yoifer Nisr. Okay, maybe it's a little exaggerated to say Yoifer Nisr because we can't be so exact. So, you know, we do our best and it's all guesswork. But, so Hashem also is like that. Now, you know, unfortunately, we look back in our history and we just walked away from a Holocaust. Right? It's blink of an eye in history, and we see very harsh, but that is just what that should teach us, is that if I, you know, sometimes you could slap a kid, and sometimes if he's very deeply infected you have to operate and amputate an arm, amputate a leg. And you're crying, and it seems very achzori dick. Certainly everybody says, whoa, you told us you shouldn't even hit too much, and here you are cutting off his arm. Like, what's the matter? What cut into you? So you say, well, you know, when the body's infected, you have to cut off an arm. So, and that becomes rachmanos, right? And you're not doing him a terrible avla. Achzorius would be not to give him the operation. That would be the achzorius. So I'm just saying, you know, when you read the words in the Ramchal, that it's sweetened and lessened and lightened, and it's not harsh and cruel, and then you think our recent history, you know, it is very, like, it doesn't come more harsh than that, right? It doesn't come more cruelty. Not on Hashem's part, you can't use the word with Hashem, but the what happened, you know, very painful, very harsh, very cruel, very achzori. So what do you make of that? The answer is, that's just a simon of how bad things were, and Hashem needed that corrective. And ever since that corrective, people, historians and people in the know, people who were in Europe, who survived, you know, so people, everybody says, you know, now the at least a lot of work to be done, but the graph is moving in the other direction. So you see it was a good thing, and then if you don't trust Hashem that it was a good thing spiritually, so I think if you just look at us physically, and, right, not spiritually, physically, we see a life that never existed. The golden age of Spain was peanuts compared to the way we're living now. With the money and the shefa, of children, of families. It's a tremendous shefa. So that shows you, I think, and the graph of spirituality is moving up, although that's how bad it was. Klal Yisrael was in a downhill slide, and like a free fall. They were in free fall in spirituality. They were in free fall, and look what it took to stop it. And it's not simple. Still a very big struggle, but at least the graph is moving up. Unfortunately, it's moving up a lot because of intermarriage. So that's a sad reason why it's moving up. But again, Hashem has His chishbonos. And I mean, this is my opinion about things. You want to know different? You got to ask Rabbi Wein what he says. Rabbi Wein. So he says, I'm saying, you read such a sentence, and the people who would, our parents, and my father lived through the Holocaust, he wasn't in Europe, but then you see, Mamutag Lokoshev Akzari, that, again, it's like an operation, So you say, your kid, I'll slap you, but I won't beat you up. Whoa, you're cutting off his arm. What could be more cruel than that? I go, yeah, because it's infected, and I don't want it to go to the whole body, And if I don't cut off his arm, he'll die. So sometimes you gotta cut off an arm, which is what happened in the Holocaust. That's all. Hashem had the Midas Adin. It really, and it was all predicted. It's all in the Chumash, not like a new Mahalach in history in Hashgacha. Everything's in the Chumash. Everything's in the Parshas Hazinu. Where Kisavo and Hazinu, everything's there. So it just shows you how bad things were. That's what it took. So, Mamutag lo koshav achzori. Ki av atzma timzo gesodin barachamim. So that's rule ramification one, is that it's never all out, it's always softened. It can be softened in different ways. It can be softened in what happened. It can be softened in the aftermath. It can be softened in the result. But it's softened because it's always with Rachmim, and Hashem is always doing good. Pasheni, the other ramification, and Silafomim b'kishosh tzricha lekach yavra adon baruch hu al shuras adin legamri v'yineg barachmim uchinyin shenem avachanosis asher rachom v'rikamtiyat asher rachem. Hashem is not tied to any system. Hashem is not tied to us. It sounds funny, and I don't want to delve into it, and you shouldn't even think about it, because it'll just give you a headache. Hashem is not even tied to a system of fairness. Hashem is not tied to anything.